When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
This is the Jillian Michaels Show coming at you from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California. You know what?
What?
I have no smooth way to enter into this one. I thought we would open up with something on self-care, only because it's become such a thing, dude. Mm. Like, I've gotten 3 requests to do interviews on my self-care routine, whether it's like Refinery 29, Prevention, Parade Magazine. And I was talking to Shauna, the woman who founded Alaya Naturals. And we were kind of getting, and it's like, it's just a big thing. Like, what does self-care mean to you? Like, what do you think it means?
Like routines, everything from like flossing and brushing and
fair
skin stuff to what you eat and what your workout is and sleep.
I think that's, trying to figure out how to like what the good analogy for that. It's like, I think it's an attitude, and that it results in behaviors, right?
Yeah.
But in order to do that, to be like, I'm going to floss, I'm going to work out, I'm going to take my supplements, I'm going to make my doctor's appointments, yes, that's self-care, right? Making sure that you don't deteriorate emotionally and physically. Taking time to meditate to medicate.
Jesus. That was a good
taking
one.
Time to smell the roses. Taking time to do this. Taking time to do, like, yes, of course. But so many people don't, right? And if they were doing all those things, it wouldn't be such a hot topic. So why aren't they?
Because people don't feel like they deserve it.
I think that's it, right? I think that's it. They don't have the self-worth, the self-respect, the self-esteem. And it begets itself. It's kind of like fitness, right? You don't think you're capable. You don't think you can do it. You have a success in the gym, and then it's like, holy cow, I ran my first mile without stopping. What else am I capable of? I never thought that would be possible. Or my first pull-up, or my first push-up on my hands and feet. And it begins to open up a possibility, right? An infinity of possibilities that you didn't think you were capable of. So it begets itself. And it's like, all right, you make your doctor's appointments, you take a few minutes to meditate daily, or you spend time doing something you love, or you know, instead of just giving and hollowing yourself out and martyring yourself and falling on the sword. And women do that a lot more than men. I live a more balanced life, but I am the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
And I don't feel guilty about it. I don't, but Heidi does. I'll be like, go away and see your girlfriend. I will watch the kids. She'll take them. I'm like, do not take the kids.
Yeah.
Go see, go.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you do that? It's bizarre to me.
Hmm.
You know, and like she's finally gotten to the point where, which it took us divorcing for her literally to like go. I'll be like, you want to go to dinner? You know, if I have the kids, like it was Lou's karate test the other night. And I was like, you want to go to dinner? And she was like, nope. Do you want to go home and like watch Schitt's Creek or something? I was like, all right. It was like normally you couldn't pry her away.
Right.
And, you know, she's because it forced her. To like have time alone because she had to give me the children that it was like, oh, you know, and then it's like, okay, well, I'll get into my hobby and I'll read my book and I'll watch my show and I'll do my workout and I'll blah, 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 blah. But holy shit. Like she was forced into the time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because she is the ultimate, like, well, my mom had two of us because she's a twin, right? With no medication, no pain, like, I should do this. I should do that. I should like volunteer at the kids' school. I should do all these martyr.
Oh, the dreaded shoulds.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I know she loves it, some of it, but at some point, like, we get depleted. The battery runs down.
Yeah.
It's feeling worthy. It's feeling deserving. It's the oxygen mask on you first kind of a thing. Because
yeah.
I can go through all the things to do. Spend time doing a hobby. We've been over this.
Yeah.
I call it like the 12-hour rule, right? Like, dedicate 12 hours a week to self-care. It's not that hard. 4 half-hours of fitness in your living room if you don't want to spend time driving to the gym. You know, 1 appointment a week for hair, gynecologist, dentist. Like, 1 to 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It's like, you get it done. Like, all right, another hour of like a manicure, pedicure, whatever, like hygiene. Okay. It's not that an hour on food prep, a date night, some friend time. Like it, we know what we need. We do.
Yeah.
And if I can do it, other people can do it. But you've got to appreciate that you won't do anything perfectly anymore.
Yeah.
Forget it. You won't be the perfect mom. You won't be the perfect employee. You won't be the perfect boss. You won't be the perfect wife. You won't be the, you won't, when there's only one thing to do. Like I remember before the kids, there was time for the gym. There was time for to be perfect at my job. There was time for all of it. And then after the kids, they're not in the same way. No.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to have to get back to you on this. Like, I literally cannot get to this email today or this whatever today, or I cannot get to it.
Yeah.
Or I don't get to the gym that week, or I don't whatever. And I balance it as best as I can. I'm like not eating crap, but you got to give up on it being perfect.
Well, that's true. Because otherwise you'll be spend more time beating yourself up over the things you didn't do.
And then they quit. It's like, oh, I fell off the wagon. I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, I ate this. It's like, yeah, but for 2 weeks you didn't eat that. So don't you think that 100 good choices versus 2 bad ones is winning A++?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. If it's not perfect, right, then why do it at all? Which is impossible. So don't even bother. Or they compare themselves to somebody else and they do it better, so why should I bother? Or, you know, you don't have value if you're not everything to everyone, so then you're like, you shouldn't make time for yourself because it's selfish. And what about your babies? And I just honestly,
it's all balance again.
It
really is, because otherwise,
to have it, you need that attitude.
Yeah,
you really do.
I feel like you have to step back from yourself, so at least I know I do so often, because otherwise I'm either judging what I'm not doing
right.
or what I am doing, or I'm comparing to what I think I should be doing. And it's a real, as they say, mind fuck.
Yeah. I looked at Deshanna the other day because like I promised Lou that I would not travel in April. I promised her. I was like, I'm not going to travel in April. Not at all. And like, it's so hard, dude. It's like, oh, we're Lucky Jack is having a thing at the Walmart emerging brands thing, and we really need you there. And I was like, guys, tell them I will go out like and do a meeting at the headquarters, whatever it needs to be. But like, I promised my daughter. So I stayed home all of April, and then I had to work in London for 2 days, and I had to go to New York for the UNHCR.
Right.
And so I was gone for a week. And I talked to my kids on the phone, like, but I, like, I was, you know, was with Deshanna, and I was like, okay, this is going to sound awful, but, like, right now, I don't miss them. I love them very much, but I'm not like, God, I wish the kids were here while right. we're having a relaxed brunch.
Right.
I don't. I mean, like, I don't, and I don't feel guilty. Like, I love them. I talk to them on the phone. I see things. I get it for them. I'll see something and go, okay, the next time I'm in New York, we got to take pee here or whatever. But in that moment, I was like, I don't miss the kids right now. I'm enjoying not being a mom right now.
But you didn't feel bad about that, right?
No.
No, good.
I mean, I do wonder, like, is there something wrong with me in this moment? That, like, because, like, Heidi mm-hmm. would be unraveling. But they're with Heidi. They're, by the way, yeah. like, at soccer or school or whatever. Like, and I'm home 5 days later.
Yeah.
You know, the world does not end, but, like, you have to be okay with that.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think a lot of people aren't. And really, it's like, if you don't take care of yourself and you don't make that time for you, I honestly don't know what example you're setting for the kids anyway.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it, Cindy.
Okay.
I am done here.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, so I want to talk about a couple of the most recent trends in health and wellness. Wellness, not meant to be a snotty-sounding word, but more an all-encompassing of fitness and nutrition and mental well-being.
All that is good.
Right? Yeah. So I went to see my girl in New York and hang out with a couple of her friends who are all, like, super sweet. But one of them was trying to get me to go to Kundalini yoga. Jesus. So I'm like, what is that? Is that like tantric sex? Like I didn't understand. And then I was like, babe, what did you tell your friend that she's trying to get me into Kundalini yoga? But it's like a thing.
Yeah.
And at least on the coasts, everybody's into it right now. And to be honest with you, I'm not going to do it justice because I don't fully understand it. Maybe I should Google it. That's probably what I should do. But it's supposed to be like this, like almost like transcendental yoga, right? Like it's supposed to be spiritual
Yeah.
Combined with the physical practice of yoga, I know they like they have mantras. There's meditation and breathing, and it's but people like are raving about it. Now I'm actually going to Google this because I'm sure somebody knows what the hell it is and is going to get pissed at the fact that I am like not. Okay, it's a school of yoga influenced by Shaktism and Tantra. But that's what I said, tantric sex.
Tantric sex, yeah.
It derives its name through a focus on the awakening of the Kundalini energy. I don't know what the hell that means. Okay, blah. What's a Kundalini energy? This is where, I become closed-minded and I feel like an asshole. Like, what's a Kundalini energy? Like, what in the, what?
Well, isn't that something from, I don't know if it's Hindu or.
What is it? Okay, here. Wait, let me click on the Kundalini energy. Hold on, guys. It's a divine energy said to be located in the base of your spine called the Muladhara. It was originally an important concept in the Saiva Tantra. Oh, for crying out loud. It leads to spiritual liberation. I got to stop being a dick right now. I really need to stop being a dick. Because you know what? People love it. And it says that they practice their mantras, their meditations, and their asanas. So I guess like you chant, you breathe, you move, and what could be wrong with that? Right? I mean, nothing, but people are loving it. And I would just simply say, like, look, if you're like me, you kind of, I'm a very big like science girl. Like give me the science on something and I'll do it. But if you love it, then you win anyway. And the science is there on meditation, the science is there on movement. I don't know about the thing at the base of my spine, but at the end of the day, like this girl loves it. It brings her like a total like zen. And to me then it's like I don't see a downside. All right. Now electrical muscle stimulation. This one I'm seeing everywhere, and I don't know why. E-stem. It's been around for 1,000 years. Bruce Lee was doing it. It's just basically a little teeny like shock to the muscle that makes it contract.
Isn't that a physical therapy thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
I did
that once.
Yeah. You don't even feel it. It just they just do
unless
it.
They jack that
unless
thing
they
up.
Jack
it. Yeah, but it's like you realize like when you bend your arm.
Yeah.
You lift your water to your mouth. I mean, that's a more intense contraction than E-stem. So. It's not gonna hurt. I mean, it's gonna move the muscle. It's not gonna, but it's if you're using this as like a full body workout system, no.
I mean,
no. But people are. It's like, oh, a six pack. No, it's not gonna burn fat. It's not as intense.
So it's
workout.
Not like to treat your whiplash. It's to it's.
But that's what it should be for.
That's what I had.
Right
for
to treat your exactly. It's to like it's to help with an injury. But people are like with everything in life
to loosen the muscle that's spasmed into a rock.
Yeah. Exactly yeah. Right. That's exactly right. All right, collagen is on fire right now. Collagen supplements bigger than ever. And I mean, I take it, but with that said, you got to take a multi-collagen. So, and it's got to be high quality, but that's the same. That's with everything when it comes to supplements.
What are you supposed to feel when you're taking it? Because I did the Alaya Naturals ones. That's what I'm.
The Alaya, yes,
I've
the best.
I've got to reorder now. But
well, the other reason I'll have Shauna send some for you. So. The other reason that I like Alaya, because it's a multi, right? But everything she sources
right, yeah.
is like, okay, if there's marine collagen, well, it's like ethically sourced, right? They're not dredging the oceans and just, plus it would be like from grass-fed cows or this, that, like it's all clean, organic, because it is an animal product at the end of the day. But the reason you need the different kinds is because your body has different kinds of collagen that do different things. Mm-hmm. So the lining of your intestines is one type of collagen. Your skin, another type of collagen. Your hair, your nails. So people want a simple answer, like, why should I take it? Mm. And it just depends on the type of collagen and what it's going to do. So it could be it helps your skin maintain better elasticity. It helps with the connective tissue and the ligaments and the joints. It can help with bone density. It can help with preventing leaky gut in your microbiome. Like, if you Google it, you'll find it's pretty staggering. But again, a multi is important. And the reason that I like Alaya, beyond the fact that it's a multi and it's ethically sourced and it's run by a woman, which I like to support female-run businesses. Yeah. But on top of that,
And it's not like a massive corporation. It's just this lady, you know? It also has MSM glucosamine chondroitin in it, which is great because that's also support for connective tissue, joints, anti-inflammatory, autoimmune stuff. So this one, I'm going to get behind 100%. I do it. So there you go.
Yeah.
People, a lot of people do bone broth. My only thing with it is it's not a multi collagen, right? But there's, by all means, do your bone broth. You know, if you're going to supplement, like I do the collagen, I literally put it in my Lucky Jack in the morning with mushrooms. Mm. Super, like the mushroom blend.
You're on the mushroom kick. Years ago, we were trying to get it.
I know. I put it in the coffee, like a scoop.
Which one? Which mushrooms?
I don't know if these are the best quality, but I like the fact that it's so simple. It's the Laird Hamilton one with like the cordis. It's all organic, and it's like a blend of all his different mushrooms.
Well, mushrooms are organic.
Naturally? No. You don't spray them?
You can't spray a mushroom with a pesticide.
You can't because they're sponges. They're like little sponges.
Every single
Are you serious?
Whether or not it's grown on an organic substrate, that's something else. But all mushrooms are organic.
Oh, my God. Okay. I didn't even know that. But the one that I have not, and it could be because I hate needles, is the vitamin IV drip. Like, that to me, it's expensive. I do not like needles.
You got to go somewhere to do it.
You got to go somewhere. Like, I could be wrong. It might be the best thing ever, but to me it's just extreme.
Yeah,
you're right, you got to travel to get it. It's expensive. Like, another thing that people are getting really into is like alternative facelift therapies.
What's
like
that?
Ayurvedic facelift, like face massaging techniques and lymphatic drainage and I just call bullshit on all that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just think it's expensive and probably doesn't. You're not going to massage your face into a facelift. It's not removing skin from your face. A facelift, they remove skin from your face.
You tell me my face yoga is not going to do it?
I don't think so, Pooks. That's when it's like
face yoga.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, and if you have all the money and it relaxes you, then fantastic. But it's not going to give you a facelift.
Yeah.
It's not going to change your face, and it's probably expensive. So it's like, oh, it reduces wrinkles. Like, no. 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 It's not. Like, what's going to reduce wrinkles? Let's be honest. Like, better skin. So antioxidants, collagen. It's going to increase collagen, right? That's going to help. Stay out of the sun because that breaks down the elasticity of your skin. So don't do that. That's the number one. And hydrate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, beyond that, then you're getting into shit like Botox and fillers and all of this because your face doesn't move and you're filling wrinkles in with other shit. But like, you know, you can decide whether you want to do that or not. I'm not going to tell you, you know, what you should or shouldn't do in that area. But I can massage your face into a facelift. This is just bullshit, guys. Bull to the oni.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life.
If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Guess who we have back on the show?
I know. Dr. X is back on.
He is the extraordinary Dr. X of DrX.com and the co-founder of Ancient Nutrition.
Natural medicine doc extraordinaire. Best ever. And everyone's favorite guest of the show. Hi, Dr. X. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having me again.
So, guys, today we're going to be talking about chronic pain. And again, this is another huge hot topic right now. And I was looking at some of the information Dr. X actually sent me because we said, hey, everybody's asking about this. You know, can you help our listeners? And of course, then I get back all this information. And the thing that I didn't even get past is that 1 in 5 adults are struggling with some type of chronic pain. How is that even possible? Is that just here or is that globally?
You know, I think it's global. I think in the U.S. and other areas where we are sitting a lot, it's definitely more common. But it's everywhere. You know, when I had my practice, when I was in full-time practice, I was shocked by two things. The number of people coming in with something we've talked about recently was the amount of young women, especially coming in with hypothyroidism and hormonal issues. And then the number of people coming in with chronic pain, whether it was low back pain, neck pain, you know, knee pain. And a lot of times it's from, you know, past sports injuries, or sometimes just a small thing, whiplash injuries, car injuries. But there are a lot of people today struggling with chronic pain.
Well, it talks about how it's been linked to causing psychological symptoms such as depression and anxiety. And I would imagine if you're feeling physically limited, if you're constantly uncomfortable, I would feel pretty depressed. Yeah, I know people that get hurt and can't work out and they get depressed. So I can't imagine what it would feel like to be in literally constant discomfort. And what about things like fibromyalgia? How does that kind of play in? This is just another type of chronic pain condition?
So fibromyalgia, and that's one that there's a lot of there are a lot of different takes on this. But fibromyalgia, just a few interesting studies, is over 50% or the majority of people with fibromyalgia, I've seen two different studies, have shown that at some point they've had some sort of trauma in their life, whether it was physical abuse or a car accident. Okay. A lot of times what happens is, especially imagine being in a whiplash injury, you are damaging part of your spinal column. And you have so many nerves that run along that area of your body that I think that's a major issue. But I think a lot of people with fibromyalgia, their body has chronic inflammation. And then your body oftentimes will get in these sort of patterns and cycles where your body's saying, okay, I don't know what's going on here, but you need to stop. And then it sort of gets in this pattern where it never turns off.
Right.
And so part of that's what we want to do through nutrition and through other types of therapies, is we want to kind of tell your nervous system, hey, it's okay now, and it's time to stop the inflammation and this emergency response.
Right. Hence this concept of like autoimmune. Your immune system is out of control, out of whack, kind of attacking itself to a certain extent.
Yep.
And here's what's so fascinating, because you might not think you have chronic pain, right? I was actually talking to a friend last night when I was going over all our different segments, and I was reading all the notes that were sent over to me, and it's like uterine pain and endometriosis, headaches and migraines, bone pain, nerve pain, joint pain and arthritis, neck pain, back pain, muscular pain, inflammatory bowel pains. And I was thinking to myself, so many more people that I actually know are struggling with this in one way, shape, or form. It's wild. And I don't know that you necessarily register that it all falls under this umbrella.
Right, yeah.
Like, even right now, I'm like, oh, my neck's been killing me. My neck's been killing me. I would never think, like, oh, Jill, if you asked me, I'd be like, no, I don't have chronic pain. Because I always think of it as some sort of disease, right? So, Doc, what can we do other than like, oh, chill out,
yeah,
sleep more? I mean, what actually will work? What can you take? What should you do? Because, by the way, a lot of people can't work out when they're in this kind of pain. And I get these questions all the time, and I'm like, look, I'm not a doctor. I can't even begin to answer this. From a legal perspective, you need to see an expert. You need to see a physical therapist, a sports medicine doc. Like, this is very specific what you're dealing with. But there are certain types of physical fitness that will help, right, depending on your condition. Like, where do people even start here?
Yeah, so let's talk about diet, and then I want to get into a little bit sort of some of the other therapies and, PT that people can do. I think from a dietary standpoint, most people's diets, so let's say somebody's even had a, maybe a tendonitis of their elbow or their knee or some sort of physical injury playing sports or being active. Well, what happens is sometimes your body wants to heal and it should heal that quickly, but our diets are so inflammatory that the body can't completely heal itself. And so in that case, here's some things. The things we want to get out of our diet, of course, are foods that are inflammatory. It's all processed foods that aren't real. That's really it. Anything that's not a vegetable, a fruit, a wild organic grass-fed meat, a whole grain, anything that's not one of those things for the most part, or a nut or seed or whatever, those things are inflammatory. And so what we want to do is we want to start consuming a diet that is very rich in collagen, omegas, veggies, fruits, herbs, and spices. Here's one other thing I want to mention, Jill, is when I read a book years ago called The Okinawan Diet. And they did a study, and they found that when you compare Americans to those in Japan, people in Japan consume, on average, 8 times the amount of antioxidants we do via herbs and spices. They're drinking green tea. They're using herbs, everything from turmeric to lots of ginger in their food every time they cook. You know, if you ever go to the Middle East or India or Asia, and you go into a market or home, it smells like herbs and spices. Yeah. In America, you go to somebody's home or a market, it smells like nothing or bleach. Like, it smells like nothing. And I've used the term for a long time, food is medicine.
Yeah.
It's the most true with herbs and spices. In fact, the nutrient density of turmeric, cinnamon, and even rosemary or cilantro, if we're comparing those herbs and spices to broccoli and kale, they blow broccoli and kale out of the water. Not to say we shouldn't eat lots of broccoli and spinach and everything else. We should. But we need more herbs and spices. So that's what it starts with, especially turmeric, ginger, rosemary, and cinnamon to a degree. Those herbs are all very anti-inflammatory. And doing those in large amounts in our cooking or supplementing with turmeric specifically is very good. So get more herbs and spices. And then, of course, veggies and fruits, loads of those. We know that both, everything from pineapple to figs, kiwis have enzymes that reduce inflammation. And then getting omega-3s or just omegas in general via getting more healthy fats in our diet, replacing the sugar with fat. And I think for most people, there's diets out there like keto that can be popular. And I think for certain people with certain medical conditions, those can be good. But here, I'm not talking about keto. I'm just talking about not consuming 80, you know, your macros being 70 or 80% carbohydrates. I'm saying have balance. Have it 30, 40% carbohydrates.
A whole plan for our app on how to do keto in a way that's safe and healthy. So that's what I love about the way, I mean, you still have like high fiber, plant-based, like all the right micros. So the way you approach something like keto is very different than the way the rest of the world is going to, but that's because you're an expert in the space. So,
And the other thing people don't get about keto is not, in fact, I don't even know if I like calling it diet. Keto is done to be a fast. Like, it was created to mimic fasting. So most of the time, keto should be done for, 30 days. It's not a lifetime diet for most people. It's sort of like doing a reset and then you're off it. And for some personalities, doing anything like that is the best. It's like, hey, just let's make a one, just start eating healthy. But again, I do think we do need more of these fats to heal,
right?
But especially the anti-inflammatory fats that you're going to find in wild-caught salmon, mackerel, tuna, these wild-caught fish, grass-fed beef to a small degree, and collagen. I think collagen's a big deal. I know collagen supplements are growing in popularity. So whether you get that just drinking straight old homemade bone broth, that's fantastic, or if you're using it as a supplement. But I think those are the biggest things people need in terms of a diet is, hey, go heavy on the herbs and spices. Do the omegas and walnuts and chia and flax and then wild caught fish. Get some collagen. And if we're following a diet like that, you're going to reduce inflammation in a really powerful way. And I want to mention one other thing here as a supplement. I think taking an omega-3 supplement is at the top of the list, a collagen supplement and a turmeric supplement. So collagen, turmeric, and omega-3s. The other supplement that some people do well with, there's some good clinical studies. And when I say this, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, is everybody on the CBD bandwagon? I do think CBD for many people can be great. I do want to say, though, I don't think it's a magic pill. I'd put it up there with turmeric. It's similar to turmeric, to where it's a herb that was first used or first referenced in Chinese medicine, which I think is pretty interesting. It was used in a over 2,000-year-old medical Chinese textbook. They were the first to use cannabis or high CBD cannabis as a form of to reduce pain. But I do think that doing about 20 to 40 milligrams daily, when it's combined, especially with turmeric and other herbs, that's another thing from a dietary standpoint that can be good for pain.
Wow.
Now, you also have, quote, Eastern medicines, right? Yoga, acupuncture, Tai Chi. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, how does this affect? I understand it to a certain extent, but to be honest, looking at the way that type of movement affects pain, I know it does, but I don't really understand how it works or why. Why it would. I mean, like, why? Like, all right, I understand, like, the more you move, the better your digestive system is going to function. And the more lubricated you're going to keep your joints. Like, I get all of that. I know why it's good for heart health. I know why it's good, for all those things. But when we're talking about chronic pain, not really. No, I have never really understood that connection so much.
Yeah. So one of the most interesting things is when you look at Ayurvedic medicine or a practice like yoga or a movement of fitness like Tai Chi, there's something that's very common or Qigong. What's common about those three Eastern forms of movement is that they all emphasize breathing. And so remember what I said at the beginning is it's all about resetting your nervous system. Your nervous system gets in a pattern of you're in chronic pain. There's an emergency going on. When we're in emergency, we tend to breathe faster. We tend to our heart rate's faster. A lot of people have a higher blood pressure than normal. I mean, almost everybody, in fact. And so that's going on. When you do deep breathing, whether it's yoga or Qigong or whatever it is, that's your body saying, when you do that deep, slow, rhythmic breathing, your body's like, oh, okay, everything's cool now. Everything's fine. I can stop freaking out. And that's one of the most powerful things, those deep breathing exercises that are done in those forms of movement tells your central nervous system, hey, you can calm down now. Hey, adrenals, you can calm down. Nervous system, we're that's signaling all these chronic pain signals. You can calm down now. So I actually really think it's the breathing aspect.
Okay.
That's one of the best things. And then in addition to that, that breathing and calming the nervous system.
Turns
I think
off
with
the
a lot
fight
of
or flight
forms,
then, basically. Is what you're saying. No, I was just saying, like, so the
100%.
Got it. I got it. Okay. I never realized that. I mean, no, honestly, I'm lying. I never realized that. I really never thought about it that. I never thought about it that way. And that makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Yeah.
What do you think of this box breathing, Dr. Axis? Like, it's 4 seconds in, hold for 4, exhale for 4. Is that bullshit? Does it matter? Or is like...
Everybody has their... A few years ago, it was 7, and then it was 5, so it's 4 now. But
I think that it says it all.
But okay. I do... Well, you know, everybody has, you've seen this, you know, it's like everybody has their spin on HIIT training, you know, everybody has their spin on, on bar classes. So there's a lot of different spins, but in general, hey, if people want to do 4-4-4, that's great. I think people,
chill out.
Yeah, I think just breathe. And I do think there's a benefit of doing it while movement because you're sort of retraining your body. Hey, even though you're moving and doing something active, you're training your body to breathe in a very specific, calm way, even while you're moving. And so, but I do think still laying there or doing it while meditating can be fine too. But that's what I would say. The other thing I'll say that I like about, you know, I think when we look at exercise, what causes most chronic pain, and this is what most of the medical journals show us, you know, if somebody herniates a disc in their back, that disc is not causing the pain necessarily. It's more so that it's the instability in some of the nerves around that disc. And so, you know, in a lot of cases, if somebody wants to heal a herniated disc, you've got to build stability around that and actually add on some meat, a little bit of muscle. And along with that, you need to have mobility there because mobility, especially to spinal, where people have the most chronic pain, their neck and low back, a lot of times there's not enough fluid getting there. And so when fluid's not getting there, it can't fully heal. So you want to get some mobility, but you also have to have stability. And for a lot of people, it's you want to add more muscle around that area. And so, you know, for people with low back pain, you know, they really need to be, you know, they need to start off with doing things like bird dogs and dead bugs, you know, those things that are really simple.
Right.
But they need to move into doing healthy, using actual weight and actually putting some meat on their erectors and multifidi and some of those other muscles, those core muscles as well. All that being said, but I think that's the other thing too. If somebody's working with a physical therapist or a trainer or whoever it is, I think that's the other thing too is, hey, do some of these deep breathing movements, but also let's work on that stability and mobility.
And then another thing you bring up, and I'm sorry to sort of like make a hard left here, but you're huge into these essential oils. And I've always known that you could take primrose oil for things like PMS, but you're actually talking about breathing them in as well. And lavender oil and all this stuff. Like, why does this work? You'd think in theory, if you're not eating it or it's not going in your body, but it does, right? There's a significant science to support essential oils.
Yeah, there is. You know, essential oils, the thing that I love about them, and again, I'm always clear about this, I don't think any one of these single things is a miracle. Now, people have had a certain deficiency, and it's been a miracle for them. And so, but like when I talk about whether it's CBD or essential oils or turmeric, I think all of those should be used as a comprehensive protocol for yourself, you know, as a plan. But essential oils, the reason why they are so effective for a lot of people is that affects your central nervous system. We know that your olfactory system, your sense of smell, is tied directly. It's part of your brain. And so when we are smelling essential oils, they're going right to your brain. And, you know, lavender oil, for example. Lavender oil in clinical studies has been shown both internally and through inhalation. It's been shown to relieve anxiety. In a medical study, it's been shown to lower blood pressure. It's been shown to help with symptoms of PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. It's been shown to improve insomnia and sleep. So there are lots of studies on lavender oil. And lavender oil, again, when you're smelling in, you know, lavandin and, you know, so some of these different compounds in the oil, it calms your central nervous system. And I think that's why it works. So I think for chronic pain, more commonly they're used topically. Essential oil, in order to reduce pain in an area, you want to do a warming and a cooling oil together. The warming oil opens up your capillaries, which allows things to get deeper. And the cooling oil, let's say peppermint with menthol, kind of helps numb and also has an element of calming the area down. But I think essential oils used both topically or just in inhalation, I think they work. The great thing is, too, they're non-toxic. And but the big thing is they have a powerful effect on our brain.
Dr. X, I cannot thank you enough for spending so much time with us today. And we can learn more about all of this on your website, right? DrX.com.
That's it. Yeah, DrX.com. Also, I've got a pretty active Instagram and Facebook channel, so you can check me out, Dr. Josh Axe, on Instagram. My wife is on Instagram. She's got pictures of our, you know, of stuff we're doing, like taking our dogs for a walk or making our smoothies or whatever, too. So that's she's Dr. Chelsea Axe. But we love our dogs. In fact, Chelsea's at the dog park right now. And we actually just brushed our dog's teeth, our oldest one, with essential oils. We used myrrh oil on his gums. And but anyways, yeah, you use those things for all kinds of things. So.
And all this stuff is on your site, all the essential oils. You have all ancient nutrition essential oils on your site because you co-founded, right? That's all on doc. And it's DR, yep. Guys, DRAXE. You don't have to spell out doctor. Please come. I'm just going to say, please come back. We'll hunt you down
we'll
through your team.
Oh,
yeah. And I cannot thank you enough. Go to DrAxe.com. Everything we talked about, all the supplements, all there, all the essential oils, all there, and all the different articles that really break down all the questions you guys have for me, whether it's thyroid or chronic pain, you name it, it's all on there. So, Dr. X, you're the best as always, and we cannot wait to have you back on.
You're the best. You rock. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, Jillian. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.